you're listening to a special bonus episode of Awaken to Deliver from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries. On this episode, Jeff takes us into one of the most heartbreaking and unjust moments of Passion Week, the trial of Jesus Christ. Betrayed, rejected, falsely accused, he stood in silence while the world condemned him. Though completely innocent, he was sentenced to die. Now, let's join Jeff for this special bonus message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This episode is a special bonus teaching in our walk through Passion Week, and I pray it's been stirring something deep in your spirit. Now, I want to take a moment to explain why we are doing two special bonus episodes this week. This episode and another coming tomorrow are different from the rest. The reason is simple. Jesus' trial and what he went through in the final hours before the cross are too important, too powerful, and too painful to rush through. So with that being said, if you've been with us all week, you've already seen the triumphal entry, the cleansing of the temple, the betrayal, and now we've arrived at one of the most sobering moments in all of Scripture, the trial of Jesus. And to truly understand this, we first need to recognize that Jesus' trial didn't begin in a Roman courtroom. It began in the shadows of religious corruption. After Judas betrayed him with a kiss in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was first taken to Annas, the former high priest, and then to Caiaphas, the current high priest, where he was interrogated in the dead of night. Now, here's something that you may not realize. That was illegal under Jewish law. Trials weren't supposed to happen at night, but they were so desperate to silence Jesus, to stop the movement of truth, that they broke their own rules to make it happen. They brought in false witnesses who couldn't even get their story straight. The high priest tried to provoke Jesus, asking, "Aren't you going to answer? What is this testimony these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And this ties into Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, which says, "He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth." Jesus wasn't being weak. He was fulfilling prophecy. He wasn't losing control. He was laying down his whole life. Now moving on, we see in the courtyard just outside that Peter was facing his own moment of trial. As Jesus was being falsely accused, Peter was confronted three times and denied even knowing him. The same Peter who said, "I will never leave you," was now saying, "I don't know the man." And as the rooster crowed, just like Jesus said it would, Peter remembered, and he ran off and wept bitterly. Because while Jesus was standing firm, Peter fell under the pressure of fear. Let that sink in. Because Jesus didn't just carry the weight of our sins. He carried our shame, our denial, our weakness, and still he pressed on. Let me take you to the next step of this mockery of justice. Jesus before Pilate. The Jewish leaders had no authority to execute anyone under Roman law, so they dragged Jesus to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, hoping to convince him to issue the death sentence. Pilate was skeptical from the start. He asked, "What accusations are you bringing against this man?" And when they couldn't give a real answer, he brought Jesus inside for questioning. Now remember, Pilate was a politician. He wasn't concerned with justice. He was concerned with peace and power. If a riot had broke out during Passover, Rome would come down hard on him. So he tried to play it safe. He asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus responded, "My kingdom is not of this world. For this purpose, I have been born. And for this, I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. And then Pilate answered with that famous line, "What is truth?" Now, isn't that a question that our generation asks even today? Now, on that note, Pilate realized that he didn't want to deal with this. When he heard that Jesus was from Galilee, he sent him off to Herod, who was in the town for the feast. Herod was excited because he wanted to see Jesus perform a miracle. But when Jesus refused to speak, Herod mocked him. He dressed him in a robe and sent him back. Now Pilate was stuck again. He's trying to find a way out. He offers to release a prisoner for Passover. Surely the crowd would choose Jesus. But the chief priests stir up the people to shout for Barabbas instead. Barabbas was a known criminal, a murderer, a man who deserved death. Jesus was innocent, blameless, and holy. And the crowd yelled, "Give us Barabbas." Pilate asked, "Then what shall I do with Jesus?" And they shout, "Crucify him." Not just once, but over and over. Pilate is shaken. He doesn't understand why they want to kill this man. And his wife even sends him a message saying, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for last night I suffered greatly in a dream because of him." So Pilate tries again. He says, "Why? What evil has he done?" But the crowd is relentless. They're not interested in truth. They want blood. So Pilate calls for a basin of water. He washes his hands in front of the people and says, "I am innocent of this man's blood. You yourselves shall see." But Pilate wasn't innocent. He knew Jesus was not guilty, but he gave in to fear, to pressure, to politics. And in doing so, he became part of the greatest injustice in history. Now here, though, is where it gets interesting. The people responded with something chilling. They said, "His blood shall be on us and on our children." They had no idea what they were saying, and in their rage, they cursed themselves. But here's the twist. Jesus would willingly let his blood be upon them, not as a curse, but as a covering. That's the power of the cross. Even the ones who cried out for his death could be forgiven through it. Jesus is now sentenced. The Lamb of God, declared innocent by both Jewish and Roman authorities, is condemned anyway. And all of it was part of God's plan. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 says, "But the Lord desired to crush him, causing him grief. If he renders himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand." Jesus wasn't a victim. He was a willing sacrifice. Now, I want to leave you with a question that Pilate once asked, but never answered. What then shall I do with Jesus? Because that's the question that every soul must face. Do you dismiss him like the Pharisees? Do you wash your hands of him like Pilate? Or do you surrender to him? Fall at his feet like the thief on the cross would just a few hours later. And as we bring this to a close, let's reflect on the weight of what we've just walked through. Jesus didn't deserve any of it, yet he endured all of it because he loves you that much. And this was only the beginning of his suffering. In the next bonus episode tomorrow, we are going to take a closer look at what Jesus truly endured physically. The beatings, the flogging, the crown of thorns, and then the cross itself. And I'll be honest, it's not going to be easy to hear, but it will deepen your understanding of the price that he paid and the love that he poured out. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope this special Passion Week message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow for a new episode and the final Passion Week bonus message as we continue diving into God's Word together.